Welcoming you to the third hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. Fresh off the love train. And we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right hand corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be set up to stream all the shows, or you know, whenever you want. Yeah, you can stream all the shows from there if you like, or Animal World for sure. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Search Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and find all the cool Facebook postings that I put up there. But the best one, the rooster one, that I swear it will give you a rolling on the floor laughing day. I mean, it's a good belly laugh. It got me. It got Nathan. We did it on the air when we started the 9 o'clock hour and played you the soundtrack, but we didn't tell you what happens at the end. But you heard, if you were here, you heard Nathan lose it, and he really did belly laugh, and I did too. Anyway, it's up on my personal Facebook page, and it's set to for public. So even if you're not my friend, you can access it there. Just go to Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, Martha Norwalk, on Facebook, and you'll get my personal Facebook page, and below the pinned post you will find the rooster there, and just play the video. My gosh, this rooster goes on forever, but play it till the end, because that it'll get you. I will. It got me, and we got Nathan big time.
I nearly fell out of my chair.
Yeah. I've never seen him laugh that hard. I mean, it really is a good one. It's so good. So good. But go to my personal page, Martha Norwalk. And then I just wanted to add, for the caller that called about the spot on flea stuff, and we're talking about that, I'll tell you about the only time that I might recommend using that a spot on flea treatment. But let's say somehow something happens, or you go into an environment, or you just haven't been paying attention, and you find you have a horrible infestation of fleas, you know, that they're outside, they're inside, you know, they're just, everybody's got fleas. Well, then you can go the natural route, but you know, you got to bathe everybody, you got to wash all the bedding, and then you got to start flea combing and wonder siding bedding and animals. You can do all of that. But if it's overwhelming, the number of fleas, or the animals are suffering because of the fleas, then what you can do is you can just do a single dose of the spot on, like the Revolution or whatever brand you choose, like on your dog or your cat, if you're comfortable with that, but just one dose, because that for a month would pick up and kill everything that they pick up. And then during that month, you can be using the Wonder Sign, you can be washing stuff, you can be spraying, you can do all of that, but using one dose may help you knock it out fast. So that's the only time that I really sometimes recommend them. But you know how I feel, it makes my skin crawl. You know, But Annette, and I pay my animals for bug checks. That's what we call them. Bug checks, everybody. Bug checks. The cats run in, jump on the counter. Robbie comes in and we get out the flea comb. And I pay him for coming and getting flea combed. But I call it bug checks. So if I say bug checks, everybody comes to get paid. And they like being combed anyway. So there we go. All right. Call me and let me know if I didn't cover the bases that you wanted, listener. So let's get back to helping our animal friends, and one of the best at it is Laura Cook, the founder, president, and another chief cook and bottle washer of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, Laura Cook. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Oh, there's your wonderful voice. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay.
Exhausted, but good.
Yeah. I'm kind of tired this week. I had long sessions this week. I wasn't getting home till after 8 o'clock. And I'm probably a wimp, Laura, because I know how hard you work and I don't hold a candle for what you do. But for anybody that doesn't know, before we go off on a tangent of some kind, tell us what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is all about.
Well, we do street outreach. So we go to the homeless encampments and we provide pet food, supplies, emergency vet care, spay and neuter through both the vet care and spay and neuter through our vets at Greenwood Animal Hospital. We do boarding and fostering for people that want to go to work or, drug treatment. And then the final thing we do is rescue. So we cover all the bases.
You certainly do. You certainly do. And my gosh, what a wonderful job. And you are always in need of supplies and money to help you keep this going. And if you haven't heard Laura's story, folks, I so admire her and appreciate her because, some time ago, she and her family found themselves homeless and on the street. And, she was able to, elevate her family and get out of that situation. But instead of going on with her life, she decided to bay it back and forwards and inside out, upside down and backwards. And she's been giving back to the homeless community ever since and doing the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And then, one of her right-hand folks that we often talk to, Amanda, she was homeless too. And Laura helped her and now she's helping Laura. And it's like, it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling that you guys are so, so willing to help this community. And I'm wondering how things are going now. I've been seeing lots of reports about, Seattle and the city of Seattle and downtown Seattle. And the reports I've been seeing, I was kind of surprised this week seeing that they're saying that, visitors and tourists and the numbers are up and hotels are up and everything is up and people are coming back and the city's operating again. Is that the case? And does it affect the homeless situation? And what's going on with all of that now?
Well, they've been doing a lot of sweeps lately and that hasn't, stopped. It just keeps escalating. Mm-hmm. And, more people are coming into Seattle, I think, but it's just sad because there's not really anything open, everything's kind of gone. So it's, the market's still there. So
I did see a market story just yesterday. That everybody was, how great it was. They were glad they were back and they could come again and they're coming every day. And the photographs, at least, looked like it was pretty crowded.
Yeah. So the market's nice, for people to come to, but
a lot of businesses are still, closed, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're gone.
Yeah. No, there's still a lot more recovery to do.
Oh yeah.
And, I imagine that's, with all the sweeps and stuff going on, to many, it's something that has to happen. But I imagine it makes your job pretty difficult because I know you go to the same places sometimes and you get to know people and the animals and what they need. And then if all of a sudden they're gone, do you lose track of people that way and animals?
We do. And sometimes it takes a while to, you know, find them again, and, you know, because they have to move from where they're at. And then sometimes when they move, you know, they move to a place where they can't be either. So it can be difficult trying to locate people again, and it's just hard. Harder on us, you know.
Sure, because, you know, you provide everything. You provide food and treats and equipment, and you even provide stuff for the human animals. You know, winter comes along, you start looking for tents and coats and gloves and all that stuff, and covering all the bases. So these days, I'm sure you've got a long wish list, aside from the fact that we still haven't found you a pickup with a canopy or a van or something to help you transport supplies around. I can't believe it's been all this time and nobody's been able to come up with a used one that could be donated to the cause. I keep my eyes out open when I'm driving around, but please, everybody, keep an eye out. We need somebody to, because the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is a 501c3. It's all deductible. And you know about, you hear that the commercial they're playing all the time now, Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids, you know, and you got the little band of the kids and K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids sort of thing. Well, we don't need Cars for Kids. We need Cars for Dogs and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. We need a car. Well, we need a van or a pickup with a canopy for Laura. So Shirley and all those people that donate Cars for Kids, somebody's got a car for the dogs. We just have to donate to Laura. So please keep your eyes open and let us know if you find something. But other than a vehicle to drive things around so you don't have to use your little personal car anymore, what's on your want and need and wish list these days?
Well, as always, we need money towards our vet bill. We've had several emergencies, and it's continuously climbing. So money is always needed towards that, and people can donate directly to our vet in person or by phone, which is Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Yes.
And their phone number is 206-528-3838, and they would just love to hear from anybody.
And that's Greenwood Animal Hospital, right?
Yes.
And they're wonderful that they do this work for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, but they're not so wonderful that they do it for free, folks. They charge them. You know, Seattle Dogs has to pay for the services, but you know, Greenwood lets them run a tab and takes care of the animals. But we could really help Seattle Dogs out by donating to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Fund, and you can call Greenwood Animal Hospital at 206-528-3838. And by the way, Laura, I tried once again to use the link for donations, and there was no option to make it a monthly donation.
Yeah, I don't know why that thing, it just keeps messing up, because when I go in, I created... Uh-huh. It's there when I'm looking at it, but for some reason, it's not showing up. And then I found this other, well, it's another link that you can use. However, it's very lengthy, and it's a bunch of letters and numbers that...
You'd have to cut and paste it.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to use it. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's what... I need to get that taken care of, because they should make it a lot easier for that to happen. It shouldn't be so difficult, you know?
Sorry, I'm hearing that sound. Well, okay, goes away. and so, my goodness, you do so much that if you can't bring donations to the cause, you can always donate money. And the best way is, it's still, let's see, paypal.me slash Seattle Dogs, or is it 206 Dogs? I think it's. Well, what's the link to pay to donate?
Dogs.
PayPal.me/206Dogs.
Yes.
Okay. Now, then you also can use food, dry food or canned food or supplies or lots of things. And there's, you can drop those donations off at some places. Where can people bring donations for you?
A Dog's Dream, which is, they have a store in White Center and in Georgetown. And, and then on Mondays from 4 to 7 at Northwest Harvest, which is at on 4th and Holgate. People can come there and see us and drop off donations there for us as well.
And that was Mondays when? From what time?
Mondays 4 to 7.
4 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
At Northwest Harvest. And that's, and where is it located again?
4th and Holgate in the Soto area.
Yeah, 4th and Holgate. Okay.
Yeah, it's right next to Jack in the Box.
I remember, was it All the Best on Stone? Is that a donation place, or am I not remembering?
They're collecting donations for other organizations.
Other place. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So the best place would be either to, you know, just call Laura if you've got, you know, donations and you can arrange a rendezvous, or you can go to A Dog's Dream. And that you said there's a store, A Dog's Dream in Georgetown. And where's the other one?
White Center.
Okay. And then Northwest Harvest on Mondays at 4th and Holgate between 4 and 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And if you want to donate to the Vet Fund, you just call Greenwood Animal Hospital, 206-528-3838. All righty. So let's take care of advertisers. And Laura waits. And when we continue, we'll find out if anything Laura wants to report or special needs and that sort of thing. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements again, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, New Pro Supplements, and they've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Most all of us have our dogs on the New Pro Supplement, and Nathan's nodding and smiling. Abby is doing well.
Abby just got another gallon of it that arrived in the mail earlier this week. So,
all right. So Abby's getting her New Pro, and even Natasha's got her dog on New Pro, and she's made a huge difference with her dog and the in her coat and all of that good stuff. So, at any rate, you can check them out at newprosupplements.com. Remember, it's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. You can find them a lot of places. The dog supplement is on the shelf up at Bridges in Snohomish. And you can find these things elsewhere, or you can just buy them online. And then, of course, we did hear about from wonderful Natasha Venter. You can check her out at her website, angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. She's available for very reasonably priced psychic intuitive readings and personal awareness coaching. She does podcasts on Monday and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, and you can find those on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter. Angelicclarifications.com is the website, and you can give her a call to schedule whenever you like at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And all you got to do to start the ball rolling is shoot me an email. You can use Martha Nor or animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or after the show, just call me, 360-217-7258. All righty, let's get back to our discussion with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and Laura Cook. Thanks for hanging in there with us. And anything you've got you need to tell us about or what you need right now before we wrap up?
Well, yesterday we did an adoption event at the Monroe Fairgrounds.
Oh!
Yes, we got
so you were at the fair?
Yeah, and that was
okay.
Really
nice. Laura! Psst, don't tell it. Don't tell. I'm going to the fair tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. So how was it? Was it good?
The event was really, really nice. We were sponsored there from the 4-H program has a dogs program.
Yeah.
And so we went there with two other rescues. And
how fun.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then
did you find some homes for some doggies?
Not yet, but
you're working on it, huh?
Yeah, got some good attention and enjoyed being there. So that was nice and learned about their 4-H program. So really cool.
Wonderful. Yeah, I always enjoy seeing the 4-H kids and the work that they do. It's a really great program if you can get your, you know, if you're in an area where there's 4-H's available. It's wonderful to see the kids so involved with their animals.
Right.
So great work. So anything else we need to know about?
No, I think that's about it right now.
Okay. Well, no, then we know
you're always needed with food and supplies. So, you know, whatever people can do, we sure appreciate it.
And then, so let's get website is what seattledogs.info.
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. Seattledogs.info is the website. And you can, if you want to contribute directly to the veterinary fund, that the bill's getting high, so Laura needs some help knocking it down. You can call Greenwood Animal Hospital directly and donate to the Seattle Dogs program. And it's 206-528-3838. And Laura, if somebody's got donations and stuff and can't get to the locations we've talked about, what number can they call you at?
206-519-1697.
So 206-519-1697. Laura, thank you so much for the incredible work that you do. And I thank hope you. That you're able to get a little bit of a break and take care of yourself. Hopefully we'll all keep our eyes open, and somebody's got to run across a van or a pickup with a canopy. They're a 501c3, so it can be donated to them. So no cars for kids until we get a car for the dogs. I'm sorry. I'm just laying down the law. Car for the dogs, van for the dogs, or truck for the dogs. No more cars for kids until we get it for the dogs. I said so. If you want to get mad at me, too bad. The dogs are important. All right. Laura, thank you for all your wonderful work. And we will talk to you again in October.
All right. Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We're going to switch gears right now and address the human animal. And I can't think of anyone better to do that than our wonderful yogi, Sita Toko from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is joining us. Good morning again, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you.
And how are you on this? Pretty well. It was a beautiful sunny Sunday morning, but now I looked out and the sun's gone. It's cloudy. But how are you today?
I'm awake and ready.
Hey, all right. And I assume you were at service this morning.
I was at service, yes.
And was it wonderful as always?
It was wonderful and so wonderful. I often go back and watch the recordings.
Do you? You know, it's such an up. You know, that's what I love about the Ananda services. The Sunday service is so uplifting. You know, mm-hmm. It really makes you feel good.
It does, and the music is there's.
Yeah. So, and as long as we're on that subject, you can. Watch the replay because the service is streamed live, and mm-hmm. Now I know I watch it on Facebook because I don't find my connection on the website doesn't always work that well. Is it still streamed on the Ananda website as well as Facebook, or is it just on Facebook these days?
It's on both, and then it'll get just the top part will get clipped, and that'll go on YouTube as well.
Ah, okay. So you can actually find the Sunday service at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. You can find YouTube in this YouTube channel. What
Ananda Washington.
Ananda Washington. Yeah, and the website, of course, is anandawashington.org.
Make it simple. But if you go to the YouTube page, not only can you see the excerpts from Sunday service, there's over 100. Recorded live guided meditations that are appropriate for everyone. All of Morley's storytelling is
on YouTube. I didn't know that. How come I don't know that? Wow. Okay. Keep telling us because I didn't even know this.
Right. And then the Mahabharata, that the big storytelling that he did last week live, that'll be coming out on video sometime.
Yeah, because I was not able to attend. Although the pictures, were phenomenal. It looked like, boy, you guys just had the place looking phenomenal because you built a new stage, you know, at the community in Linwood.
And that's right. But, so the Ananda community is opening up again slowly, you know.
Yeah, but the photographs and the colors and the line of, it just looked fantastic. So was it as good as it looked in the pictures, Sita?
I was there, so I'm going to say better.
okay. And then, of course, this was a huge event of Morley storytelling because mm-hmm. it was like four evenings of a couple of hours each evening, right?
Right, and we had an Indian dinner one night. And
that was the last night. That was Saturday. Right. But now, you know, I mean, I could listen to Morley read the phone book. You know, mm-hmm. He's just such a fascinating storyteller. Was it really phenomenal, the Mahabharata?
It was exquisite, the storytelling. I mean, how do you take something that long and you just share it in a cohesive way? And he started something new this summer, is that he's including chants and music interweaved with the story, so that really adds to the experience. But you know, it's it's a phenomenal story, the Mahabharata. It's the story of the inner battle, the battle that we all face between our helpful tendencies and our not so helpful tendencies, and, you know, which side do we choose every day. And so the Mahabharata was told, or happened, you know, millennia ago, but it's still relevant today. So it's more than just a story. It's the story of all of our lives in the present moment. Wow. And what do we choose, you know?
So you do, after having just been gone through this experience and hearing Morley, do you, if you know, our listeners, you know, when this becomes available on YouTube, if they were to take the time to watch and listen to more, does the storytelling, does it actually help us in our journey in this lifetime, as you say, to make better choices or whatever?
Absolutely. All the stories that Morley shares from India are allegorical. And so, yes, there's the entertainment aspect. There's the just absolute upliftedness of hearing him share the stories. But then that's the thing with these stories, is wherever we at, that wherever we're at in our lives, that's where the story meets us and takes us where we need to go. And one of the interesting things about the Mahabharata is that as it's scripture, and because it meets us where we are and gives us what we need after the experience, so many people shared how changed they were, but it was different for every person. It wasn't the same thing for every person. And that's the beauty of not only his storytelling, but of the teachings that are shared at Ananda. And he's going to be leading, Morley is going to be leading the art and science of Raja Yoga that starts this Thursday.
I told everybody earlier in the show that, like, the biggest classes of the year and stuff are starting this month at Ananda. So we need to know. And that this is one of them, the art and science of Raja Yoga. That is actually where I started with Ananda.
Me too, 8 years ago today.
Okay, well, I beat you to it. I was there first. But I'm older, so, you know. Anyway, but that's how, because Krista and I decided, you know, that we wanted to learn Kriya Yoga. And so that's, you know, that's the beginning of the process to learn Kriya Yoga. And so that's what got me started with Ananda. And of course, I'm still here and loving it. And it's been a wonderful experience. So we might as well talk about the art and science of Raja Yoga, and it's starting up. So tell us details about it.
It starts this Thursday. Morley leads it. I'm one of the teachers with it, so you already know everyone, at least in name. And it's Thursday evenings for about 12 weeks, and you can do it in person at the Ananda Blue Lotus Meditation Temple in Basel. You can also do it online through Zoom. There are no prerequisites. You don't have to belong to Ananda. It's just, you know, we're stressed out. We have so much on our plates. And it's not that we need to take everything off our plates and stop doing it and go to a tropical island. It's that these teachings help us to learn how to flow with all of that's on our plate, with grace, with calmness, with equanimity. And so that's the gift of it. We don't have to run away from life, as tempting as it might be. We can actually be in our lives and make them more joyful, more calm, more peaceful, and just pick it up from a little bit different thread.
Ah, wonderful. So this begins this Thursday.
Right.
And you said we can join in person or online. How does one, I'm assuming you have to register ahead of time. How does one do that?
So if you'd like to register, if somebody's listening, you can call the temple right now. There's somebody at the desk. Even if you just have questions, you can go to the website, anandawa.org, and it's on the homepage. You just click on the link to learn more about it. You can register online. And
then, let's see, and what's the phone number at the temple is what?
425-806-3700.
So 425-806-3700.
Correct.
And there's not always someone at the desk answering the phone. You know, during the weekdays, it's what the hours that they're open. But on Sundays, you know, I mean, service hasn't been over for very long, and I'm sure that everyone's still gathering. But
yeah,
there is
people can call anytime too, because we have one of those cool voice things that shoots it right to us right away. So there's not much of a gap in between.
Oh, that's nice to know. So even if the temple isn't open, if we call, the message or the fact that there is a call or a message gets sent to somebody?
Mm-hmm. Right away.
I didn't know that. So now I know if I call and leave a message and I don't hear from anybody, you guys are blowing me off. Huh? I'm teasing. but that's nice to know. All righty. So let's see. That brings us right up to take care of our advertisers' time. So it's a good time to break here. We'll take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back, because I think we got another big class going on too. Don't we have yoga teacher training coming up?
We have that happening in January now, but we have all sorts of other classes and some art classes.
Ooh, okay. So get your creative hats on, folks. We're going to take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back. Maybe we can finger paint it, Ananda. I don't know why that came into my mind, but art classes, it sounds like. So anyway, stay right where you are. We'll find out all about it. Animal World continues. More with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Blue Lotus Temple right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and one of the most gifted healers I've ever met, and he and his sister Linda will be in the studio next week, so be sure you mark your calendars, plan to call in for your free remote treatments, and if you'd like to work with him privately or take advantage of a free telephone visit with him to find out if he can help you and or your animals. You just have to go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, fill out the form, and he will arrange a phone call with you. And then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business, the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She's in a couple days a week right now and can work with you in person. So you get to experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and all the wonderful sounds in person, or she can work with you remotely. And I've been putting it out every week. She's been looking for a rental. She needs to congeal her home and working space. Looks like she may have found the right place in for the time being in Shoreline anyway. But if you know of a house in Shoreline, Mount Lake Terrace, Edmonds, Linwood area type, you could give her a call. And the number to reach Jude at is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. I am in the middle of a conversation with one of my favorite people, and that is Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. So welcome back again, Sita.
Thank you.
And you said there are all kinds of good stuff coming up. Where are we going first?
Well, I think I'm going to list the, they're called workshops on hands-on creativity, and I'll read the titles, and if people want details, they can go to the website or call.
Okay.
But there's four. There's drawing as a spiritual practice, the art of Turkish cooking,
the art of Turkish cooking, wow.
The art of sacred altars and transcending the self through acting.
Wow. Transcending the self through acting. Wow. Mm-hmm. Those are some amazing titles. And so full details and descriptions of the classes can be found online at anandawa.org.
That's right. Yeah, because I also wanted to mention that we have two yoga type retreats happening, one in September and one in October. That's open to everyone.
Should so I open to those? The public? Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about it.
Sure. So the first one is on Saturday, September 17th, 10:30 to 1:30, and it's called an Equinox Yoga Retreat, Movement as Meditation. And then the second one is on Saturday, October 1st, called Self-Healing, Life Therapy Through Life Force Control.
Wow. And where are these going to be?
These will be held in the yoga hall. Also the same location as the temple.
Right. So the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall are right next door to each other and right on the Bothell Everett Highway, just south of the 405 interchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these are in person on September 17th and October 1st, both from 10:30 to 1:30?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And are you leading those classes or?
No.
Okay.
No, we have 1, 2, 3 fabulous yoga teachers who will be leading.
Wonderful.
Us.
Wonderful. Okay, so what else we got coming up?
Oh, my goodness. If you want to learn how to meditate, you can take Learn to Meditate. We offer it the first Tuesday of every month. It's 4 weeks in the evening. You can join in person at the Ananda Community or online, but it's just the basics of, we all have an idea of what meditation is, but that might not be enough for us to actually start a practice. And so this helps you, you know, where do I look? How do I sit? What do I do with my mind when I'm trying to meditate? Is my breath important? How do I start a practice? And how do I stay inspired? So it's actually,
you've told us before, Sita, that when you started, you had to hold yourself to the chair. You couldn't even stay still for long enough.
No, because so often we just plop ourselves in a chair and close our eyes and think we have to somehow magically stop our thinking. And so it's much easier than that and much more inspired and inspiring.
All right. That's wonderful. So I would imagine, too, that, like, you know, because just in general, society's starting to open up again, mm-hmm. you know, after COVID and all of that. And I was watching a news report last night, and it does look like most of the counties in the state now have low numbers. So, you know, that's improved. Right. But what I'm really excited about is it was just announced yesterday that the latest vaccine has been approved. And it not only covers the original strains of COVID, it covers the 2, 4, and 5 variants or what we're dealing with now. And so I'm feeling really cool about that. And I'm bugging the you-know-what out of Kroger to find out how soon they're going to be here, because I'm going to be the first one in line. And 2 weeks after I get that vaccine, then I'm going to regroup, and I might even see you in person again, Sita.
That'll be fabulous. Yeah. Starting to come out more. Like at Sunday service today, we have all the windows cracked. You know, the ministers wore masks. Some people wore them, some people didn't. It doesn't seem to be, you know, it's just not the focus of when people are here. It's like everyone does what makes them feel safe and good, and then it's all just fine, however people need to do that.
Yeah, I will, I'm sure, still continue to mask for some time to come, but I am just not comfortable coming to, you know, gatherings yet. But after I get this vaccine, 2 weeks after that, then I'm going to regroup on my plan. And I'm not going to do a lot of stuff that I just don't need to do and don't care to do and all of that. And I don't know how long it will be till I feel comfortable eating in a restaurant, for example. But the first things on my list that I intend, as soon as I'm vaccinated and it's geared up in my body, the first thing I want to do, of course, is be able to come back to Temple and, you know, our classes and this kind of stuff. And even though I'll probably still mask, I'll feel a whole lot better because I know that I've at least got some protection against these hot variants that are so contagious.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that. But I bet we'll see an uptick in who comes in person as opposed to online.
We are
already.
And So that's
good.
A change. And some people are just so burned out on Zoom that they kind of just went away and waited till they felt comfortable coming in person. And all I can say is, from our perspective here, it's all good. However people, and at whatever level people want to participate in a way that makes them feel safe, you have our support.
Yeah. Okay. You know, because you have those people that, you know, got burned out on Zoom and just wait to come back. But then there's others that we got real spoiled by Zoom because we can come to church in our jammies. You know,
it's here to stay. Zoom is here to stay. But some people did break up with Zoom.
Yeah, well, I'm not one of them because it really has been a lifeline for me, you know, throughout the pandemic, and allowed me to join all kinds of things and not be disconnected.
Sure.
Not, you know, not just from, you know, events and my spiritual family and all of that, but from my personal friends and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, I have a group of some of my best friends. We have a Zoom meeting once a month, and we decided not to stop doing that, you know, and it's really wonderful. So, you know, the technology has helped a lot of us.
Yeah, we've really had to be creative and just keep the things that were working, and Zoom has been working for a lot of people. So we'll keep offering things hybrid. And it's nice, too, because, you know, if you do Raja, it's 12 weeks. Well, what if you were coming in person and suddenly, you know, traffic's bad or you got home late from work? Well, guess what? You can just join from home on Zoom.
Yeah, that just makes it so, so great. I, you know, I'm so glad that we're keeping that option and you can do either or.
Exactly. Or your child's sick. I don't feel good leaving, even though they're, 14, but I'm just going to be around. So I love all that flexibility just to make it work for everyone.
Yeah. And of course, there's tons of yoga classes available and some of them you can even do online, right?
All of them you can do online. There's 12 online, and 5 of those you can join in person if you want.
Gotcha. Okay. So the majority of them are online only right now. And then in person at the yoga hall or the Blue Lotus Temple.
Mm-hmm. And one of our teachers she moved to India. She's from India. And so she just continued her class online. So she gets up at a different time and and she does the class. And so it's just like, wow, how creative is that?
Who's our person that moved to India?
Sandhya.
Pardon me?
Sandhya.
Oh, Sandhya. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a little bit out of touch with everybody, so I don't, you know, because I don't see everybody. Sorry about that. We don't really know what's causing that sound. Hopefully, it will stop itself here. Which it does. Okay. Gosh, now, is there anything else on your list of stuff coming up that we need to talk about?
You know, I'm sure there is. And I think the best thing people can do if they're at all, their curiosity is piqued, is go to the website, see what speaks to you, come in for a visit. There's all sorts of times you can meditate here. It's free of charge. You can go to the YouTube channel, Ananda Washington, watch videos, see what speaks to you, if anything. And
And you can also go to Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's Ananda Seattle and Bothell.
That's right.
Ananda Seattle and Bothell. And because you can watch this Sunday service from today, right now, you know, because it is, you know, Facebook Live streamed during the service. So you can, watch right away. It's always there. So that's a really great thing to do. And then I am real eager to hear Morley's presentation of the Mahabharata. And I know you said it's going to go up on Facebook, on YouTube.
It won't be on Facebook or
YouTube. It'll be on YouTube.
No, it won't. They're kind of working on how to do that. This is a whole different endeavor.
Okay, well, I'm glad I brought it up then, because I thought I heard you say it was going to go up on the YouTube channel soon.
No.
But it sounds like they're still working on how to present it. Is that
right?
And where to put it and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll be, when it's ready, there'll be information on our website, how to access it, and it'll go out in the emails. And so.
Yeah, so I'll know when it happens. But I'm really eager. I was very disappointed that I was not able to join. And it sounds like it was actually life altering for some folks.
It really was, because it's just so practical. Just like our teachings here, it's like, yes, they are deep. Yes, they are esoteric. But, you know, Yogananda said you got to make your ideals practical, and you got to toil here on the earth to make your ideals real. And it's not just a bunch of fluffy stuff that sounds good to the head. It's actually real tools that can transform all of us, and do, because we know that, right, Martha?
We do. So if you're hooked, folks, go to anandawa.org. You can find out about all of this. You can go to Ananda Seattle and Bothell and watch the service from this morning. And I'll, of course, be letting you know as soon as that Mahabharata comes out and we can all access it, because I think we all need the wake-up call. Anyway, Sita, thank you so much for all the great work you do. So nice to chat with you again.
We'll
talk to you or someone the first Sunday of October. So have a wonderful afternoon and a great week. And happy Labor Day.
Thank you, friend.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. That pretty much wraps us up for today. And next week, as I've been telling you, it's Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels and his sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with Nathan and I. We've already said Stacy will be in Hawaii with her family, so Nathan's going to have to wear two hats and do double duty. But we know he can do that, because he works miracles around here. Anyway, I hope you can join us next week. Call in for your free remote treatments. And remember, they are two of the most gifted healers I know. So take advantage of it and join us next week. Otherwise, stay safe and get the Wondercide if you need it for the fleas. And as the temperatures start to go down, they're going to start coming in. So you want to pay attention to that situation. But as you know, and I've talked about, I like the natural products. So that's going to wrap us up. You guys have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And if you get to celebrate the holiday tomorrow, have a great time. And Nathan, thank you so much. And as always, everyone, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.